From the KUAR studios in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Arkansas is 10th in the nation in suicides, according to the Centers for Disease Control, and one of only two states without a national suicide hotline call center. The other, Wyoming, is number one in suicides. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek has this report on a bill that would create the state's own hotline.
Right now, if you call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, someone in Memphis or Nashville may answer. The health department says that creates extra hoops to jump through. Representative Johnson sponsored the bill. He says suicide is a growing problem in Arkansas compared to other states.
Arkansas moved up from number 16 to number 10 per capita. We're one of two states without a suicide prevention hotline in the state.
Arkansans are more than twice as likely to die by suicide as homicide. In 2015, there were more than 500. So a suicide prevention coalition was created by the legislature that year to start looking at the problem. The Arkansas Health Department's Joy Gray is part of a new effort that will run the state's 24-hour hotline. She says suicide is so stigmatized, few people understand its magnitude or how to bring it up.
You can ask about it, you can talk about it, and you're not a bad person because you've had those thoughts and feelings. You just need to get some help.
The health department says it has funds to create the hotline and will then be eligible for federal grants. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.